Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Let's turn our attention to New York City. We have an auto show to talk about. And, you know, Mike, throughout the past 2 years, we've been having one automaker, actually two, at the tip of our tongues here in the news: Hyundai and Kia. And it's never been for anything positive. But you're here with maybe some good news for one of those automakers out of New York this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're absolutely right that the Hyundai Group has had its fair share of struggles with issues surrounding the car's security, cars lacking engine immobilizers, which makes them relatively easy to steal. There were whole viral campaigns that demonstrated that. But you're right, Hyundai took home top awards here at the New York City International Auto Show for the Kia EV9. Kia is, of course, Hyundai's sister company. And this EV9 is an all-electric, three-row crossover SUV, kind of the only player in the electric vehicle segment when we're talking about non-luxury, non-premium three-row SUVs. So if you want a relatively reasonably priced full-size SUV, this is kind of the only thing that's out there. The awards body at the World Car Awards recognized that, giving it the overall World Car of the Year award, as well as EV of the Year. And then elsewhere, Hyundai took home Performance Car of the Year for the IONIQ 5N, which is sort of the hotted-up, performance-y version of their midsize electric crossover.
Wow, so Car of the Year. Interesting. Who else there is making a big splash? This is the auto show that it's not open to the public yet, right? But you had a sneak peek?
Exactly. So today and yesterday were the media days. Tomorrow it opens to the public officially. And other cars that were recognized here at the show during the World Car Awards: BMW won World Luxury Car for their new 5 Series, which is also available as an all-electric vehicle in the i5. Elsewhere, we saw Toyota win Best Design of the Year, beating out even a Ferrari with the new Prius, if you can believe it. And then other announcements at the show were relatively small when compared to last year. Hyundai announced an updated Tucson, which has a new interior. Kia showed off the new K4 sedan. That's their replacement for the Forte. They say that's going to have an assistant in it that's powered by general artificial intelligence. So we're going to have to get our hands on that and see how it works in the real world. They didn't have one to demo at the show just yet. And then elsewhere, we saw companies like Polestar show off the new 4, which is their sort of coupe SUV. We have pricing on that now. It's going to start in the mid-$50,000 range, which, if you can believe it, guys, is close to the average new car transaction price in the United
States. Yeah, that's kind of nuts. We heard about this Prius beating out a Ferrari in design. I mean, is this one of these, like, oh, let's be cute, like, kind of things? We'll put the Prius above the Ferrari. Or is there, like, an actual reason for it?
Yes. So you talk to experts here, and the World Car Awards, that's staffed by car journalists and other analysts and experts in the field. And I was talking to a few of those experts, and they were saying this is really a most improved award, right? The Prius has been around for a long time, since the late 1990s, largely credited with popularizing the hybrid format and sort of the green movement in the automotive space in the early 2000s with the second generation of that car. But it was never really a looker. It was never really a car that prioritized design because they were focused on that MPG number. Well, the current Prius still has very competitive MPG in the mid-50s, and that's just for the normal model. They also have a plug-in hybrid version that gives you even more electric-only range. However, Toyota seemingly shifted focus a little bit here and prioritized design with the fifth generation Prius. It's lower, it has a more steeply raked windshield. Some have even compared it to Ferrari's current styling language, clearly to such a point that this Prius won over a Ferrari in the design category. That Ferrari was the Purosangue, which is Ferrari's first SUV, a car that very much divided opinion in the motoring press, and clearly the Prius was able to take advantage of that.
Wow, I'm going to have to check that out. Hey, Mike, thanks. Appreciate it.
Of course, guys. Take care.
Mike Dubusky, tech reporter at the New York International Auto Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.